Early 1900s, dealing with agricultural futures, futures contracts and forward contracts and the like. There sprung up around the derivatives market, the futures market, a whole series of regulation dealing solely with agricultural derivatives. Over time, the use of these financial instruments expanded. Again, complexity becomes the word of the day, but expanded from agricultural derivatives, whether it's lumber futures or pork belly futures, to hard assets such as gold and silver and oil futures that certainly have an interrelationship with the financial markets, and then beyond that, financial futures. And that developed even further into what we now refer to as swap transactions, where basically people can hedge or bet or speculate on just about anything in the financial markets or any asset. Just to give an example that would tie into what we're talking about today, if I'm a bank that has some mortgage obligations, mortgages, and given out some loans, or if I'm someone who has purchased some of these CDOs, these securitized debt obligations, I might want to hedge or insure my risk of loss by owning these or having these obligations. So what I might do is enter into a contract with Don or Lisa where I would pay them a premium, a price, and in exchange, if there were a default and I suffered a loss, they would pay me the loss I would otherwise suffer. So insurance is one way it's described. In fact, that's the way that Alan Greenspan described it today before Congress in terms of what these credit derivative swaps are. They are a way to insure against a risk of loss. It's a market that some people estimate is not only hundreds of billions of dollars, but hundreds of trillions of dollars, because it's not limited to people that have an actual risk. Don and I could simply make a bet on what's going to happen with the mortgage obligations or the loans that Lisa has made. If she's going to have a default, then I can bet that I want to gain on that because I want to take the risk that that may happen. Don, on the other hand, may think that that's not going to happen, so he would take the other side of that contract with me. So the question is, why aren't these regulated? And of course, that's been an issue that's been going on for years. Historically, up until about 1990, the only derivative contracts that could be traded by individuals and most institutions had to be done so on a centralized exchange, a futures exchange, that was regulated by the CFTC, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. Then starting in the early 90s, a lot of these more complex, esoteric swap transactions started to get more and more play amongst institutional and sophisticated investors. Without going into the legal specifics of it, they tried to carve out an exemption from the commodities laws that basically allowed these over-the-counter derivatives, namely those not traded on an exchange, to be traded without any regulation. Then in 2000, Congress passed the Commodities Futures Modernization Act of 2000, which, among other things, had the effect of blessing that approach to the over-the-counter derivatives market, namely not regulating over-the-counter derivatives, which includes credit derivative swaps that we've talked so much about and you've read so much in the news. So the question becomes, what type of regulation do we have if this derivative contract that I described were done as an insurance contract? Then the person giving me the insurance would be regulated under the law of some state, because insurance laws have state-based regulation, and Don's going to talk a little bit more about that. If we do it as a securitized loan, a securitized product, sort of a CDO, then the SEC might have some jurisdiction because securities are regulated by the SEC. But if we do the transaction as a swap, as a derivative contract, as sort of a bet or a hedge between two counterparties, then currently there is no regulation whatsoever. In terms of what's likely to be happening in the future, you see Chairman Cox of the SEC saying we should regulate CDSs, credit derivative swaps. The state of New York has announced that starting January 1st, it's going to regulate at least a large portion of the credit derivative market, credit derivative swaps, saying that however you describe them, you can call them a swap, you can call them a derivative, but it's really an insurance contract. So there's going to clearly be some sort of a jurisdictional battle now. The Treasury Department, there have been some words, thoughts about the Treasury Department now being the super regulator that's going to regulate everything. And I'll let others talk about the wisdom of some of these approaches. Basically, at this point, I will stop, and certainly are there any questions about the regulatory, the banking aspects, we will take them up later as part of the question and answer.